With random variables, we do some simple algebra, and this lecture is about transformations of random variables, and it's about how to do that algebra. There are two basic types of transformations that we do. One is where we transform one variable to another using what I call a linear transformation. That's y equals a plus bx. The other is when we take the sum of two or more random variables, w equals x plus y, or w equals x plus y plus z, something like that. So let's take as a basic example of our random variable, something where a waiter earns money based on the amount that people spend at his tables. So let's say that the total amount that they spend at all his tables is a random variable, and we'll call it x. If he gets $20 a night in base pay plus 20% in tips, then his money income, y, is equal to $20 plus 0.2x. That is, his income is a transformation of the random variable, which is the amount of money that people spend at his tables, $20 plus 0.2x. Another illustration is, suppose x is the amount of that one table spends and y is the amount that another table spends, and we want to figure out what amount the total is. Well, the total w is x plus y. Again, you could think of those as random variables. Okay, so the first important thing about the algebra of random variables is that adding a constant to a random variable or distribution changes the mean but not the standard deviation. That is, you move the center of the distribution, but you move everything else along with it, and because you move everything else along with it, the standard deviation doesn't change. The distance from the center doesn't change. So in our example, if we raise the waiter's base pay by $5 to $25, his mean pay is going to go up, but the standard deviation is not going to change. He just gets $5 more every night. So generally speaking, if we let x be the original random variable and y be the transformed variable and let a be a constant, then if y is equal to x plus a, then what we've said is that mu y is going to be equal to mu x plus a, that we just add the constant in, but sigma y equals sigma x, the standard deviation doesn't change. So if you were to add 10 degrees to the temperature in Washington, D.C. every day, the mean would be 10 degrees higher, but the variance in standard deviation would not change. Next, we have multiplying a constant times a random variable. And that changes both the mean and the standard deviation. If y equals bx, then mu y is equal to b times mu of x, and sigma y equals b times sigma x. So multiplying a random variable by a constant multiplies both the mean and the standard deviation. And in general, if y is equal to a plus bx, that is, the transformed variable y is equal to a plus b times the original random variable x, then mu y is equal to a plus b times mu of x, and sigma y is equal to b times sigma x. So that's some basic algebra of transformation. So we'll do our example. If x is the amount that gets spent at the waiter's tables, then y is equal to $20 plus 0.2x. So y is a transformed variable of x. Mu of y is therefore going to be $20 plus 0.2 times mu of x, and sigma y is going to be 0.2 times sigma of x. So the standard deviation of the waiter's pay is going to be 0.2 times the standard deviation of the amount that people spend at the waiter's tables. Now let's look at the sum of two random variables. So in this case, w is equal to x plus y. Then it will turn out that the mean of w is the sum of the means of the two other variables. So mu w is equal to mu x plus mu y. Now we get a what at first looks like a strange looking formula for the standard deviation. The standard deviation of w is equal to the square root of, and it's an expression with three terms, sigma squared x plus sigma squared y plus 2 sigma xy. Note that we have to work with the sigma squareds. We cannot work just with sigma x and sigma y. We have to take sigma squared x plus sigma squared y plus 2 sigma xy and take the square root of that. Well, what is this sigma xy? It's called the covariance of x and y. It measures how well x and y relate to each other. And actually, we're going to discuss covariance more next semester, and I'm going to just leave it at that for now. Another note that I'll make is that there's a resemblance to the process of taking x plus y, squaring it, and then doing FOIL. That is, if you took, because we're doing variance, we're taking a squared term. So if you look at x plus y squared, you would get x plus y times x plus y, and you would take x squared plus y squared plus 2xy. And that's kind of what we get here. Sigma squared x plus sigma squared y plus 2 sigma xy. And then we take the square root of that to get from variance to standard deviation. Now, in many problems, and this is why I tend to ignore or gloss over the covariance part, in many problems, it is given that x and y are independent. And whenever that's true, the covariance term is zero, and we can leave it out. So in that case, sigma w is equal to the square root of sigma squared x plus sigma squared y. So when you come across a problem, you have to check to see whether the two random variables that you're adding up can be assumed to be independent. And if they can be assumed to be independent, then you can just take the square root of sigma squared x plus sigma squared y. Okay, suppose that our waiter has four tables, each with a mean spending of $100 and a standard deviation of $20. And what we want to find out is what does the total spending on all four tables look like. And let's assume that the spending on all the four tables is independent. Then from the amount spent, we have the mean is equal to 100 plus 100 plus 100 plus 100 equals 400. And by the way, for the mean, you do not need to assume independence. The mean, you can add them up whether they're independent or not. But for the standard deviation, to leave out the covariance term, you have to assume independence. So now we get the standard deviation is equal to the square root of, and then we take the sigma squareds of each of the four tables. So 20 times 20 is 400, and we add them up, 400 plus 400 plus 400, and so on, is 1600. Square root of 1600 is 40. Okay, so to summarize what we did with the transformation of random variables, when x is a random variable and y is equal to a plus bx, we have mu y is equal to a plus b times mu x, sigma y is equal to b times sigma x. Okay, when x and y are random variables and w equals x plus y, we have that mu of w is equal to mu x plus mu y. We have sigma w is equal to the square root of sigma squared x plus sigma squared y plus 2 sigma xy. But when we can assume that x and y are independent, we can simplify the standard deviation equation a bit to get sigma w is equal to the square root of sigma squared x plus sigma squared y. Again, that's only if x and y are independent.